It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Cause I'm breathing free at last and you're still stuck behind your mask and I'm offended. You're offended. Let's all get offended tonight. I'll order us a beer. We can sit down right here and scream and yell and cuss and fuss and fight.
Ah, that's a great idea. But I don't want to fight with this guy because he seems to always win. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I still don't agree with you on the Chase Field bill, but
oh, yeah?
No, we'll agree to disagree because I love the D-backs and you hate taxes.
They had to, on that was probably what they call a TIF. They were probably trying to tax the whole area, and it got rolled back to only taxing themselves.
No, they never, you know, it happened, I can't believe we're revisiting this, but I started it. They had a haboob last season or the season before. Roll through Phoenix,
like every year now. Yeah,
you never used to have. I didn't know what.
I've been in it when I was down in the legislature 20 years ago.
Really?
They'd roll through. Yeah,
I guess they just weren't publicized or whatever. Oh, another dust storm.
They had to give you like a PSA to pull over and turn your lights off so that nobody crashes into you.
So as it's approaching, I guess I think it was during the spring. It had to have been because the roof and panels were open.
Okay.
The panels closed, you know, the outfield panels.
Right.
The roof got stuck, and they went, oh, boy. You know, and it was a maintenance issue, and they knew about it, but they thought it would close when they needed it to close.
Uh-huh.
And the game, I think there was a thunderstorm involved, too.
Yeah.
They said it was a rain delay and a dust storm. Game canceled or postponed. And wait a minute. They're in a dome stadium. What's wrong with this picture? And then over the years, I guess there's been a lot of wear and tear. It's a 25, 30-year-old stadium now. So anyway, the team thought there was a good way to get revenue for repairs, capital improvements, and that was the way to do it. But not from the area, from the people that frequent the stadium.
Generally, they do it as what's called a TIF. It's like tax increment financing, and they try to tax the whole area. And it's strangely enough in today's paper. This is Supervisor Ron Gould, by the way, in case anybody didn't recognize my deep voice
and
cadence.
Right. Sorry about that.
The the legislature has still kept. Rio Nuevo in Tucson.
Yeah.
Is a TIF, but they're taxing people and they created no benefit. But they continue to spend to tax people. I tried to kill this when I was a senator 20 years ago, and I changed the name to Rio de Janeiro because it was all about the money.
Is that the equivalent of the old IDD here?
No, the IDD was its own unique, weird thing.
Okay.
I had somebody look into IDD when I was senator, and you get to the end of the session and there's nothing for the committee staffers to do. So you try to have them do their research at that time of the day.
Let them go home.
Well, you got to pay them anyway. They need to get paid.
Okay.
So you might as well get some work out of them. But he had looked, I had the one staffer for the finance committee take a look at that, and he had never seen anything like that, because they effectively used an irrigation and drainage district to fund the paving of roads by putting a stupid W profile in the roads where one wheel is in a ditch when you drive down the road.
Wait, that sounds like commingling of funds almost.
You think?
Yeah, thank you.
So bear in mind,
Lake Havasu
City was not incorporated at the time.
Uh-huh.
They had no way to tax you for roads.
Right.
So what they came up with this irrigation and drainage tax, and they claimed that it was for drainage. So they put that W profile in the roads so that, because there's no curb, so you can't run the water against the curb. So they put the W in there. So when it rains, you might notice that one of your wheels is in a ditch, you know, and there's a foot of water. One wheel's dry and one wheel's in a foot of water. That's the W profile.
Turn around.
That was
around.
how they were able to build roads
right.
with an irrigation and drainage tax.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was supposed to sunset
right.
When they did this about the sewer time. It was supposed to sunset. They were subsidizing the water rates with that tax. And they were supposed to put the money from that tax towards the principal of the sewer project, but interest rates were low. They chose not to do that, but they kept the tax running. They finally got that thing sunsetted, though, thank God.
Yeah, they did. Anyway, District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould in the house. Thanks for saving me, by the way.
No problem.
I get these nasty grams. Who's your guest? Anyway, 928-854-56.
He's currently not up standing for election at this moment.
Aren't you happy about that? So let me give out the phone number first.
Sure.
928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. And it's not just talk radio, it's text radio at the moment. 928-727-5566. If you'd like to send us a text while the text line is booting up. I'll still get the text, right?
So you leave that one turned off?
Have you? Yeah, well, it saves on the battery. So anyway, have you ever seen, I mean, I've seen dirty and nasty campaigns before. And even, it seems like even in Lake Havasu City, and especially in the sheriff's race, right? Like Sheriff Schuster says, I'm the world's greatest sheriff for 3.5 years. And for 6 months, I'm the world's worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But this is just beyond the pale. Yesterday there was a post. I'm not even going to go into the subject matter, but it was the lowest of the low concerning one of the mayoral candidates. And it was from somebody that seems like a really nice old lady. Yeah, I can say old lady because, you know, she knows. But I'm just saying, wow.
I have found that social media has increased the coarseness in society.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because people will say things. It was kind of like when they first came out with answer machines. You're running a business. The answer machine picks it up after hours, and people would say things on answer machines that they would never have the courage to say to your face.
Right.
It's kind of the same way with social media.
It's different, though, because on an answering machine, they know your voice. Or they can pin it back to you. Sometimes,
right.
You know, with a fake profile or whatever.
Yeah, you can still run it down if you really want to.
People just get the psychology of it. It's faceless and nameless almost
right.
when you're typing.
Right, and it's led to the coarsening of society, and it's made political campaigns even more harsh than they are. I've been involved in politics for 30 years, so I've seen some nastiness over the years. But I don't know that it's any worse. The social media aspect, I think, is interesting, though.
The language, it's just vicious.
Yeah.
It's just, wow.
And I guarantee you'd never say that to the candidate's face.
No, not at all. In fact, that's a really good rule, right? Don't type what you wouldn't say to their face.
Yeah, that was the rule, is don't say anything behind somebody's back that you wouldn't say to their face. But they're more than the keyboard warriors are more than happy to attack you from their mom's basement.
Right. Do you listen to the Dana show?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Did you hear the show the other day? I think it was Monday when Dana talked about Erica Kirk.
No, but I saw the clip of her speaking at the TPUSA.
And getting derided by Antifa.
Yeah.
They were Antifa people. Did Dana come out on the stage during that clip? She grabbed the microphone and started to tell the audience, or didn't start, she did. She went flat out telling the audience there were about 10 different Bible verses. You know, she went into Malachi, she went into Deuteronomy, on and on and on about honoring the widow,
right,
and the fatherless child or the motherless child.
Right.
I was impressed. I don't know if you heard it or not, but
wow. I only saw a clip of it.
Yeah.
But I was aware of that stuff because we're supposed to take care of widows and orphans. It also describes what a widow actually is.
I can't imagine.
It also tells widows to get remarried.
But I can't imagine she had, I mean, that was 2,000 years ago, but I just can't imagine she had all that written down. It had to have come right off the top of
sure.
her head. It was,
sure.
It was very impressive.
Or she'd been looking at it from the situation that was going on.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not a memorizer, so I'm a radio guy. I write stuff down. There's
sure.
notes everywhere. So, and you work out of instruction manuals, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And repair manuals and that sort of thing. So, all right.
I try not to overload my brain with too much stuff because I've got limited capacity.
You guys are going to want to, the audience, you're going to want to stick around after the break. We're not going to take a break right now, but sometime during the show, probably in the middle-ish, I'm going to play, it's an AI, what was it, Ron? Somebody asked AI what the first woman president would be
like. Yeah, to make a video of the first woman
president. It's a very, very, very funny video. I'm not playing it for entertainment value, okay? I'm playing it because somebody unfriended, but somebody said, please don't contact me again. And a very old friend from high school. In fact, yeah, me high school, she college. And, I was wow, have we really come that far? That we tell people, don't ever contact me again because Hillary Clinton was at the end of this video and I probably supported her. That's what she's saying. But I know she's...
There's forgiveness there because that was a while ago.
She's a Northern Nevada Democrat, though. I know this. And the family. And I'm just like, wow, we can't laugh at things anymore?
Yeah, and that's pretty sad. I laugh at stuff. I laugh when they make caricatures of me. You know,
I do too.
It's just, if it's funny, it's funny.
They did one for the Real Estate Power Hour, and it was for the Girl Power Hour,
uh-huh.
right? And it didn't even look like me. I'm like, wait a minute, what? And I asked AI, who does this look like? And one of the answers was Newman from Seinfeld. No, I told you it didn't look like, I don't look like Newman. And the other one.
I don't know.
There was, oh, stop. And there was one, he's a Broadway actor, Nathan Lane. That was another one. And I'm like, wow.
As if I've ever seen a Broadway actor.
No, Nathan Lane was pretty famous. He was in a movie with Robin Williams too, and I just can't remember. La Cage aux Folles, I believe he was in with Robin Williams, but you would know him if you saw
okay.
him. He's an actor. Yeah, he probably does not have a wife, a female wife, but I'm just saying, he's still an actor. But anyway, I don't look like any of those people. So the next time they did the AI version of me, the person who generated this, I looked at it and went, oh, okay, that looks like me. It's a rugged me that never shaves, but okay. I don't know where they get that 5 o'clock shadow from because I don't have one. So
anyway. Who knows?
Does that look like me on the wall? And then that is posted on my Facebook, by the way. It says Speak Out, the longest running locally originated live public
not
bad. Show in Mojave County. Call in.
I never see a scowl like that, though.
That's the thing. I looked at it, and I was in a bad mood when I first saw it, right? I walked in, and it's in my chair at my desk because one of our people here, one of our pranksters made it. And I went, that doesn't even look like me. But you know it's me because of the headset, and the hair's a little too straight also.
Your hair's curlier than that.
I have curlier hair.
So there used to be a guy on
the
PIO.
Fat. He is fat.
Yeah, you're not that fat.
Okay, thanks.
The former public information officer for Mojave County years ago when I was a senator decided that they were mad at me because I wouldn't give them more authority to raise taxes and the battle that's been going on for the last 30 years. But the PIO is a cartoonist. His name is Daryl Purcell.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is
so
famous,
he decides to draw a cartoon of myself and Senator Harper, Jack Harper. And he drew the Senate building as an outhouse with the crescent moon on the door and everything. Senator Harper is sitting on the porch playing the banjo.
Like Deliverance?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it gets worse. And I'm holding the pig because one of the budgets I didn't like, so I got Senator Harper and I went and we rented two pigs. And the reason we rented them because we didn't want to keep them. So we found a couple of pigs, brought them down to the legislature, and we had a pig press conference where we talked about the Porky budget. And we had Pamela Gorman was a representative, and Colette Rosati was a representative. So they were our Vannas and our pig press conference. But it was pretty funny, and we couldn't have got anybody to come down and cover it if we just said two senators are going to talk about the budget. But we brought farm animals, so that worked pretty well. So anyway, in the cartoon, I'm holding the pig, dressed up like a Confederate general. And then it says the state is coming to save you or something like that.
What year was that?
And then he signed it Mojave County, like 2006 or something.
Oh, I remember how he signed it. That was the controversy.
Yeah. And
it it spun it from you around to him.
Yeah.
That's the funny part.
Yeah. And he's a good cartoonist. He's real good. And he used to draw stuff for Buster Johnson all the time, too. I think he did Buster's Christmas cards. And he did it. Cartoon for the Bee and whatnot, and that actually ran in the Bullhead City Bee. I was up there campaigning, and I look in the Bullhead City Bee when they had a paper edition, and I look and I go, "That's supposed to be me."
is Darryl Purcell still around?
I don't know.
Huh? I don't either. I know Ron Walker is not, but that was the controversy at the time. Was first it was you, and then it went, "Hey, wait a minute. That says Darryl Purcell. He's a Mojave County PIO.
Right.
Did Ron let him do this on work time?"
Yeah. So that was my fodder for my morning minute speeches on apparently Mojave County's got money to waste because they're paying a PIO to draw cartoons of the members of the legislature.
Do you still have that?
I do.
Can you email that to me? I'll post it.
I can.
And I'll...
There's another picture.
I'll post it on my Facebook and let you know.
I think I got it on my phone. I should take a picture of that.
About 1,100 people know.
So whenever they would cry poverty in caucus, I'd tell the page, "Go get the poster." And go get the poster and pin it up on the wall behind me in the caucus room.
We have a text off the KNTR text line, 928.
Tell Gould to shut up.
727-5566. No, this one's actually constructive for a change. Do you think that the frontage road that runs west from Santa Fe Ranch Road will ever connect to Franconia Road? This is along the I-40 corridor.
I would like to do that. The problem is you got to go across Franconia Wash, and it would take a bridge to do that. And the county doesn't – I guess we could petition the state to give us that right-of-way.
How long a bridge?
It's pretty wide.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Might be a quarter of a mile. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a floodplain and a bridge in there.
Is it pretty steep to go if you were to go down it?
No, the steepness is not that, but you got to get up out of the water, and you can't really run it across the bottom too much because you'd have to go block it off and whatnot for safety. But I'd like to get in. That's called the Buckeye-Havasu Heights area right there, and there's only one way in and out, which is problematic for those folks. But if we could figure out how to do it, I'd like to do it.
Word of the day, problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Just one final thing before we go to break. There was a Facebook Live. I just saw it in the Reels, I believe, but Mark Nexon with Mayor Cal Sheehy. It was like a, you know, I'm endorsing him type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just having a discussion. They called it a podcast, but I just thought it was kind of interesting. I hadn't seen Mark in ages. And Mark, if you're listening, or Mayor Nexon, I wouldn't mind him coming on the show with me one day just to talk, you know? That would be fun.
Yeah, no, he's a knowledgeable guy.
I ran into him at
I think it was the last candidate forum at the last election.
Yeah,
I saw him.
He was a great guest. And speaking of which, you know, we got a surprise. We're not going to make the major announcement, but we do have possibly, at least I got the okay, and I'm pretty sure we're doing election night results.
Did you get it in writing?
I did not, and I didn't get it in writing from you either, but Supervisor Gould, I wanted to make sure it was on the up and up and everything that you were allowed ethically to do that by the county. I'm pretty sure you are.
I don't think the county has any authority. My position
if you were accepting
as,
a gift, they would, right?
I don't know.
That's the ethics thing. I don't think you're supposed to get paid or something. I don't know. Anyway.
What, are you going
to
pay me too?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would be Steve.
But the only rub, I'm not making any endorsements, so we'll just call them like we see them.
But we do election night returns here on primary election night because that's when all of the candidates are here locally.
Sure.
And I asked Ron if hey, you think you would want to do that? And, or no, you asked me.
Yeah, you said you were looking for somebody that's run for election before.
That's running for office that knows they're going to lose.
Oh, that's what you want?
Yeah, because they wouldn't have a watch party.
Oh. So, I had a watch party one time and I lost and it sucked.
It was kind of snarky, but at the same time you texted me and said, yeah, I'll do it. And I thought, wow, that's a great idea because, no, we could get the perspective of you've won elections and you've lost elections.
Sure.
I think that's fantastic, you know? So anyway, let's go ahead and take a break and we'll come back on the other side. We're going to check out this video that somebody said, don't ever contact me again, right? And then I want to talk about campaign signs.
Sure.
Have you ever had one stolen?
Yep.
We'll ask the candidates out there if they want to call in, or past candidates, right? How many signs did you have stolen?
Yeah, half of them get stolen.
No, I want to know how many counts that Lisa Priester should have got hit with, right?
Oh, there's still signs that are down, up and down the highway. So seven is probably what they got the witness saw her do.
So was it ADOT that did it? Also, or
I don't think so. ADOT will send you a message and tell you they're holding your signs hostage out at the yard up off I-40.
We got the word in here that, you know, hey, ADOT's out there clearing signs. And then it was Mike Canuccio was behind them collecting them or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's what we heard first. And then I was putting two and two together. I wonder if the alleged thief, Lisa Priester, did it.
I would think ADOT would take the rebar, too. And the rebars are still,
yeah.
I would think that would be a big mistake if they pulled the sign and left the bar and somebody got hurt.
All right, back with more in a moment. District 5, Mojave County.
If I was governor, I would make them pull the rebar.
If you were governor, oh boy, would we spend any money?
No.
Ron Gould, our guest, District 5, Mojave County Supervisor. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds. Too much corruption and crime in the streets. And the long arm of the law, put a few more in the ground. I'm all to the maker, and he'll settle on them.
New York, Los Angeles, oh, how I yearn for you. Detroit, Chicago, Chattanooga, Baton Rouge.
Somebody's actually yearning for Los Angeles. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess she hasn't been there lately. You know, we could connect Linda Ronstadt to politics for sure.
Yeah.
The girlfriend of once Governor Jerry Brown.
Yeah, she's out of Tucson, I believe, too.
Well, Governor Moonbeam. Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. All right, broadcasting live from the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. This is Speak Out, and it's 928-854-5687 is the call-in number. Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and by Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. That's from the mind of Dallas Finch, by the way. Home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Lake Havasu City. I haven't been there yet.
I have not either.
It's just a restaurant, right? Great pizza, sandwiches, and salads is what it says.
I would assume.
Anyway.
Yeah, talk about tyranny. Look at that California election. Sheesh.
They don't see it that way. The Democrats are just...
Well, they rig. It's
there's
a rigged.
To see here. We have laws covering all this.
It's a rigged game. So apparently your mail-in ballot, you get to date your mail-in ballot yourself.
Do you know?
And whatever you want for a signature, little icons from Nintendo can be your signature.
Gina and I talked about it, right? Gina Swoboda.
Yeah.
We both talked about the Nevada election for Senate when Catherine Cortez Masto beat, and I have air quotes up, beat Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt had her by 2 to 3 percentage points on election night. Nevada has, you know, a supermajority of Democrats in the Senate, or in the House and Senate, and the law says, well, number one, ballots are mailed to every single resident
right
in the state.
Yeah, California does that too.
Registered or not. And then they can be...
Registered or not?
Yes. Every single resident of the state. Not just... Yes.
How do they even determine that you're there off of driver's license or something?
Oh, no. They have illegal immigrant driver's licenses in Clark County.
Right. California does too.
All right. So...
See, Arizona is actually pretty squared away if you look at our voting stuff and our prove that you have a legal presence to get a driver's license.
You can walk that ballot to a ballot drop box in Elko, and this is what happened. Drop it in, and they have 10 days to count it from Election Day. 10 days, right? So they had a snowstorm. This is what Gina was referring to. They had a blizzard in Elko County, or a really bad snowstorm. Nobody could get in to the election center to drop off this ballot box that they found, right, in a very conservative county. And it's a ranch, you know, it's a rancher area. And Adam Laxalt lost by about that many votes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, they couldn't somehow figure out how to go get that ballot box.
I guess not. Well, it was right on the 10-day cusp there. So, anyway, yeah.
Seems like you'd fly the Highway Patrol chopper.
Catherine Cortez Masto is the daughter of Manny Cortez, who is a longtime county board of commissioners, right? The county commissioners are the same as the county supervisors.
Yeah.
Clark County chairman of the commission and the handpicked successor to Harry Reid.
Interesting.
Very, right? So anyway, she kept her seat. And the balance of power in the Senate was, what was it, like 50-50?
It was pretty close. I never pay attention in Nevada for some reason.
Maybe you should. When Biden was president, what was it in the Senate?
Oh, the U.S. Senate?
I think that was 2020 or 2022.
Yeah, we've been one vote one way or the other for a while.
Right, right, right. So, anyway, that's how important that was. But in California, I found out, it's 21 days.
They were saying 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Because somebody said the state, I don't know, it depends on the election.
But you get to write your own date.
But it depends on the election. That's
they have to be dated on election day, but they'll count them for 7 days later.
Somebody, if you're listening in California, or you're here from California, somebody call and
tell
me.
Call that gal that pulled the signs down. She's from California.
Somebody, she went to Berkeley. I found
shocking.
But she told me that. Somebody tell me how you cannot count all of the votes cast in a city election on the same night.
It's a big city.
Come on. A city.
Well, I don't think
that. How do they get the state counted? Oh, they don't.
I don't think that they count. In Arizona, you count the mail-in ballots as they come in.
We already have
the number.
I didn't want to go there.
Which is spooky in itself, but that's how it is. And then that's the first dump on Election Day. The first ballot dump is the early ballots that were counted that came in previous to the previous Friday.
The move in the state Senate, I believe, here, this last session, and the House, was to have the cutoff on the Friday before the election for the mail-in, or that you could walk your ballot in to, say, Lydia's office.
Right.
Right? No, it's still on Election Day. That's the problem.
Right, that's why it takes us 2 weeks.
Yeah, because they have to cure them, whatever that means.
Right, well, they have to look at that mail ballot, verify the signature, and then take it from there. But when you go into the poll on Election Day, they don't have time to do that until the polls close.
So Dana says curing is forging. It's filling it out, right? Filling out or changing the ballot.
Guys do it, but
I'm just saying, in California, that's what curing is.
No, and they also allow ballot harvesting in California.
Yes, they do.
And ballot harvesting is illegal in Arizona.
Big, big, big time.
And you think about so you got some guy coming to your front door going, give me your ballot, basically.
Well, they
and that's the whole problem with mail balloting is people can be extorted.
Well, they proved that. Didn't they prove that they were paying people on Skid Row?
Yeah.
To fill out mail-in ballots?
Yeah.
What? I mean, really? That's ballot harvesting.
Right.
It's 2.0. All right. I'm going to go to this video now. This is the someone asked AI to simulate the first woman president. I ran this by Steve, by the way.
Oh, did
he? He goes, you don't have to run that by me. You can play whatever you want. I go, oh, really? Don't give me that license. So, yeah, let's go ahead and see. And keep in mind, folks, would you not speak to somebody ever again if they sent this to you? That's what I want to know. Call in, all right? 928-854-5687. Let's give it a listen. Oh, really? Is going to do that to me?
Bomb, Ohio.
I saw a spider there.
If we continue to pump CO2 into the atmosphere, temperatures could rise worldwide.
Order all industries to produce even more CO2.
Why?
Because I'm cold.
President Woman, did I do something to upset you?
I'm fine.
You don't seem fine. You cut off all trade with us.
Maybe I just don't feel like trading with you anymore.
I'm sorry for whatever it is I did wrong.
I said I'm fine!
It's that time of month again. This could mean nuclear war.
Don't worry. I put the launch codes in a pickle jar.
Come on! I want to nuke them! No! I love them. Let's increase their foreign aid.
The deficit has gotten out of control. We need to cut something.
I can't think of anything we can cut. I guess we'll have to raise taxes.
The streets will run red with the blood of Americans!
Why are you yelling at me?
We're at war! Hey, don't cry. I surrender. War is over.
President Woman, you need to pick an economics plan.
Ew, this one is all numbers and math. I like this one. It's pretty.
That one is full communism. It will destroy this country.
It's got a puppy on it.
Don't let them underestimate you just because you're a woman. You've got this.
Thanks, old lady.
That was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. And I think that was the issue.
Yeah,
I think that was the issue.
Now, Janice Gould thought it was funny when I showed it to her.
I know. So did Tracy. She thought it was hilarious.
The best part is we've hidden the launch codes inside a pickle jar.
That's Tracy. I'm constantly, or Steve, we're always opening jars for Tracy, but, you know, that's what we do, so, because we're guys.
I just have a giant pair of pliers now at the kitchen table.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really? You know, I found, and we're making fun, but now I'm getting the arthritis, right?
Yeah. That's why we have the giant pair.
I have one. It's like a disc, but it's real flat, you know. It's a gripper. I have one now.
I bought one that was like two razor blades, hacksaw blades,
yeah.
And you bolt it to the bottom of your cabinets, and they're in a V, and you kind of jam it in there, but it doesn't work. It was a super cool idea, but it doesn't work.
I got a better one for you. At my desk is a magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man, your eyes get tired.
You can do that with your phone.
You can, but no, this is like... It used to utilize a light with the batteries, and you know, you could that, but yeah, that doesn't work anymore.
That
I just
broke.
Use it. Sometimes the computer gets a little fuzzy with the programs that we work in. It's really small. And I'm like, is that number?
I was at Home Depot the other day, and the cashier whipped out his magnifying glass out of his pocket to look at something. I think we said something about something being hard to read, and he whipped out his magnifying glass. I go, man, you got one in your pocket.
Okay, here's a text from the KNTR Talk text line, 928-727-5566, and it says ADOT, Arizona Department of Transportation, was pulling signs out of the ground last week on the corner of 95 and Palo Verde with a lady filming them. I do believe it was the lady running for District 30, not sure on the lady, but sure looked like her. There's actually three ladies
running for
District 30.
Yeah.
There's Grace Heck, there's Caroline Strecker, and there's Catherine Lopez-Rajanimi. Right. So, yeah, there's three.
Yeah, I would think ADOT would pull the rebar stakes also.
I would think so.
I wouldn't think they, because most of the ones that I see that are down, the rebar is still there.
They would reuse them, though, right?
I don't know what they would do. That's how they get rebar to build bridges.
Yeah, right.
Under a Gould administration.
I got you.
He's grounding rebar.
Speaking of rebar, hopefully they're rebar reinforcing the morgue. I just found out.
We're not building the building. We're just putting all the expensive stuff in.
Where did the word dilapidated come from?
I don't know. That was Hawkins that wrote that one.
He couldn't find a better word? Come on, Dave.
And I don't know. It's a slumpstone building. It's across the street from the motor pool, behind the Dollar General.
It made it sound like it was one of those homes in Palm Desert that you drive by as you're going to, like, Bakersfield, right?
And the homesteads.
Looks like a bombing zone.
Yeah, the homesteads.
That's what it made it sound like.
No, it's not. They stored road signs and whatnot inside of it, and we had that building. First thing we did when we decided to build a morgue is took a look at our inventory of buildings. So we looked at... You know, the substation here in Havasu, outside of Lake Havasu, the substation in Mojave Valley, and that sign building up in Kingman off of Sunshine. And that was really the best location. The Havasu Sheriff's Sub is not big enough to do it. And the Mojave Sub, Sheriff's Substation, is kind of remote. That might be good for an odor problem, because I'm still concerned about odors. From the morgue, but
what might be good for an odor problem?
the Mojave Valley one, because there's no homes around there for a mile or so.
Not yet. Right. It's farms. I think one side is
tribal and the other side is private.
Right. They used to call that the Vanderslice Hilton.
Uh-huh.
You could stay there a night for free.
Yeah. But Gray Bar Hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
So we took a look at those, and the one that won was the one up in Kingman that made the most sense. But it's not dilapidated. The problem is, I don't know what's going on, and I was talking to Dave Hawkins about it, because he requested the information from... We have to get a building permit from the city of Kingman, because that is inside Kingman city limits. So Dave asked for the information packet on that, and they wouldn't give it to him. And then he talked to somebody at the county, and they wouldn't give it up either. Kingman told him he had to file a public records request.
A FOIA?
Yeah, on that.
Freedom of Information Act?
Hey, it's not NORAD. It's not a missile base.
Oh,
it's a morgue.
Wow.
And it's like we're not going to get NDAs signed by the construction workers and swear them to secrecy. It's a morgue. So I'm looking into that. Latosky's on vacation
for
a couple of days.
That's not the only time that the county's done this with the new county manager. Okay? I think I emailed you on this. Right? You remember when Arizona News Radio was trying to get information about, was it measles?
Yeah, I talked to the director on that, and she said we'd had that policy since 19.
It wasn't measles. It was something else. It was
hantavirus.
It was hantavirus. Right. Somebody died from it, and Jeff Scott was trying to get more information from Melissa, right?
Yeah.
The new... Director of Public Health.
Yeah, she's the Director of Public Health.
Not new, but... almost answered.
Melissa Palmer.
Right. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller. Caller, you there? Hello?
Butt dial.
Yeah, I guess we did. I guess it did happen, unfortunately.
It's probably Wayne.
But we're trying to get information... more information. It was so vague. There was no name or anything. There was no...
Yeah, and the...
Ron, can they, we only reply by email. We don't do voice interviews anymore. And I'm like, okay, so does that mean no more Steve Latosky on Speak Out? Right? She said no county staff could give a voice interview.
No, I think that would have to go to a vote of the board if we were going to put a gag order on everybody.
Did you look into that for me? Or
yeah, they said they've had that policy
out
of the health department.
I'm kidding.
They've had that policy at the health department for a while. The rub...
Was it because of Denise?
No, it's because of the HEPA rules. So we can't tell if there's only one person. If there's 10 people... We can tell you more about it, but if there's only one person, the law, you can't really give much information out because they're afraid you might be able to figure out who it was.
Well,
and it's not like it's an STD. It's hantavirus. It's from mice.
Well, the way Danny Lagana, I believe is how you say her name, the way she explained it was it's county policy, not county health department policy. And then at the bottom in her signature, it said public information officer.
Which is interesting in itself.
Thank you. I thought that was very odd. So, anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. We were very late for a break. And I always get a request for this song by Marissa, of course. Right? She loves this song.
Oh.
She's going to come in here and be like, yeah, good job. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back with a short last segment. Not sure what we're going to talk about. Maybe we'll get a text. And I see one that just came in.
Bink.
By the way. All right. Stay with us on Speak Out. If you want to call in, 928-854-5687. Or text us at 727-5566. Area code 928. Eat the cat.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
And ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us.
How it felt that day. See your homeland under fire. And her people blown away. Have you forgotten? When those times.
All right, about the last five, maybe 6 minutes of Speak Out. Brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by the chair. Laughlin Ranch by Mojave College, Shooter's Outpost, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, Legacy Rehab and Care, and A&B Propane online at abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget about the Primary Candidates Forum. It is a, I was going to say a week from yesterday, but it's Wednesday, this coming Wednesday of next week, 5 p.m., doors open, and that's the meet and greet time when you can walk around the concourse, meet the candidates at their table, and that sort of thing. And 5:30 is the start time on the forum, live on the air, right here, 106.75 and 3, the voice of the free.
What's the location?
On KNTR Talk. Thank you. The Performing Arts Center at the high school.
Okay. I thought you knew that. I'd know it. I'm trying to let the people know.
Oh, very good. You're a good
producer. It's a leading question. I'm just like a junior attorney.
All right. So we have a text off the KNTR text line, 928-727-5566. What does the supervisor think of political signs and the change that may happen to only on private property? There's a move out there. I saw George post it on Facebook that a lot of residents are feeling, you know, why are we putting political signs on public property? Why can't we just go to private?
You could, but the legislature made a state law that said that you can put them on in the right of way.
Okay. Wait, that's a law? You can't do that?
Yep. No, it's a law that you can.
Oh, that's what I mean. You can't have an ordinance that
they preempted the cities on any sign ordinance other than the city's allowed to declare a tourism zone. So Havasu, basically, it's like Swanson to Mesquite, you know, from the highway up to Acoma, I think, is the zone. You'd have to ask the city. I'm not putting signs up this year. Plus, we will always push the envelope. Because the problem is when they don't enforce the rules and you're a rule follower, then your opponent gets signs where in better places. So often you put your signs up there too to see whether they're going to enforce the rules or not.
Okay.
Like last time I thought I could get away with putting them up on the guardrails over the washes like I'd done before, but they decided that they were enforcing the rules. I got put one up as a tester on a Saturday and got called on Monday.
Oh, no.
So I go, okay, just testing.
As a tester?
Yeah.
What happens to your, say, do they fine your campaign? How does all of that work?
No, they have to tell
you. You're in violation.
The city tells you to take it down. The city can only take them down if they're creating a safety hazard. Like I think they just did, my son just sent me a text that they pulled the signs on Shemawavy and McCullough.
Oh.
I'll bet those people put signs on that corner and it really makes a vision issue.
It does.
People that are at that intersection. I'll bet you the city pulled those and they can pull them if they're creating a safety hazard. But if it's just you put one in the tourism zone, they can't take it down. They have to tell you to take it down. And you have, I think, 24 hours to pull it.
You bring up a really good point. Although this is an unrelated intersection, there's a route I take to work that has, when you're making a left turn onto, it's not a street, it's an alley. There's a large object that's blocking my vision. You really have to creep out there, and if someone was coming along, they could T-bone you.
Yeah.
Who would you call on something like that?
Code enforcement.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to get around it other than put a mirror on the other side of the street.
You have to mount a mirror on your front
like
bumper?
No, like one of those, you know, corner mirrors.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's very...
Is it a vehicle or...?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a giant trash bin.
If it's a vehicle, you could probably call the PD.
It's like, you know how they brick in the trash receptacles? It's that. And then the trash receptacle's right there. It's
interesting.
Like, yeah. It's for a condo complex.
Code enforcement.
Okay. Perfect.
If it's in the county, call county code enforcement.
No, it's in the city. It's definitely for sure in the city.
Yeah, people get worked up about political signs, but it's only 6 months every other year.
Okay. So where do we leave that with the hantavirus, with the whole PIO thing?
Well, I guess she could read you the presser, but she can't really divulge you. Everybody wants to know who it was and where it was, and when there's only one person, they're bound by HEPA. So.
That's all we asked for was a read. That's what the sheriff's office does.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Anita does it all the time.
Yeah,
but
they could probably read the presser, I bet.
They're bound by, I don't know, it said Mojave County policy that they can't, you know, they can't do that on the air.
Yeah, that probably wasn't the greatest explanation either. I think they should have expanded on the...
You read it. I sent it to you.
Yeah, the HEPA thing is what binds Earth.
Right.
And we had trouble with that during the COVID.
I don't have a phone and a pen, but I have an email.
Yeah.
All right. Ron, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould.
I think I'll see you before election one more time.
I think I'm going to take it up to the top of the hour. And on tomorrow's show, we'll have a recorded interview with Warren Peterson.
Hey.
Senate President Warren Peterson, who's running for Attorney General. That's half the show.
If you want to see a knockdown fight, watch the clean election debate between Mr. Peterson and Mr. Glassman.
And right.
It's worth an hour.
And running for city council, Terry Parcells will be on the second half of the show, but she's going to be live here in the studio. And Mr. Glassman is booked.
Oh, yeah?
By the way, he's going to be on live with me via phone. I believe it's on July 10th.
He's a character.
On a Friday. Yeah. Yeah. I've interviewed him before. This is his second half hour, so
okay.
We give him all an hour. So. All right. Thanks, Ron, for being here.
Thanks
Appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
And a little bit more Donald Trump mashup going out from the Kamala Harris debate. It's kind of funny. All right. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.